China's health ministry recently issued new dietary guidelines encouraging its citizens to consume significantly less meat. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Joel Haggard, Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, says he does not expect the new government guidelines to have much impact on consumption, but notes that many Chinese consumers are becoming more health conscious.
Although the totals are large, China's per capita meat consumption is still below that of Western nations, including the U.S. Almost all analysts are expecting meat consumption to continue to increase, especially as more of the country's population moves from rural to urban areas and as incomes increase. But growing awareness of diet and health issues, especially by urban residents, could moderate consumption growth and among the very demographic where most analysts thought meat intake would expand.
Haggard says there are other factors that could slow meat consumption growth in China, but adds that this doesn't necessarily mean fewer export opportunities for the U.S. industry.
There are other factors that could temper consumption. Meat's expensive, with grain costs double those of the U.S. and the percentage of disposable incomes allocated to food purchases higher than the West. Price issues are indeed important. China also has resource limitations for expanding its production. The movement against water pollution by the livestock industry is in fact gaining steam and is one of the major factors that could drive up production costs and domestic pork prices in the longer run. So all these factors could easily rein in the growth in meat consumption and act as more of a check on consumption growth than the new dietary guidelines. For those of us with interest in supplying Chinese consumers with high-quality U.S. beef and pork, I should note that declining consumption growth will not necessarily translate into lower imports. We are still optimistic about export opportunities in the long run.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.